is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. 27 years ago, or this year will be 28 years, when I started practicing law in this great city, New York City. It's like a melting pot. It's mainly minority now. It used to be mainly white. And most of the people in New York City, praise God, are immigrants. They come from over 150 countries, yes. So many people, so many different countries. New York City is a great place to live in. Yes. And for all of those years, you know, we have worked with immigrants, helping them change their status from obviously being undocumented to getting their green card, their citizenship, defending them in deportation proceedings or their family members, and helping other family members, you know, come to the U.S., whether in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America. And one of the issues that we have seen for many years is, you know, I don't know why these white people like to give us this guilt trip about coming to America. White people, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands have come to America. Yeah. They were lining up in front of the Statue of Liberty, coming here for political asylum, fleeing the Holocaust, for many, many different reasons, including, obviously, for economic reasons and uniting with families. So immigrants today are no different from immigrants of yesterday. The major difference is more people of color are coming to America. So people like KKK, Russian Trump, most of the Republicans in the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate do not like us. Not because we are immigrants, but because we are black immigrants, brown immigrants, in between those colors immigrants, Asian immigrants, Indian immigrants. And one of the areas that we contribute a lot to, besides obviously immigrants of families, is also business immigrants. Of all the Fortune 2000 companies that exist in the United States, and when we say Fortune 2000, we mean the top businesses in America, half of them are run by people who are naturalized citizens. Those are people who are U.S. citizens who were born in other countries. So when you hear the rhetoric, the hate of the Republicans on immigration, it is because they are demons. They are not children of God. Because even in the Bible, it teaches that you should be kind to immigrants. So whether it be from an economic point of view, a Christian point of view, from being a civilized point of view, whatever it takes, my dear people, here and outside the United States, you have a right to be here. And that's what our law firm has done in terms of our representing people in immigration law for over a quarter of a century. Yes. We also started our own publication, the Immigrants Journal, which you could get at www.ijlef.org. Again, www.ijlef.org. You could get that link also at my law firm's website, Ask the Lawyer, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. So, whether you want to come here as a visitor, a J visa, a H visa, a F visa, E2 treaty visa, EB5 investors visa, our law firm could work with you. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So whether you call us on the regular line, on WhatsApp, or through the internet to schedule your consultation, we suggest that you do so, because planning your arrival in the United States in those various categories is always the best part to take. You should obviously get information, understand what your legal rights can be or will be, what is the best part to become in. First, obviously, getting your work permit or getting your green card or coming here through the various business categories. An informed client is our favorite client. We obviously, part of what we do over the years is to educate our clients. Again, you can make an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Or you could give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We hope to help you as we have helped many families throughout the world. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. 768-8845. or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, Arro, and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with Trump's pressure pushes Biden to tighten immigration policy to the max. Biden rose to power by presenting himself as the complete opposite of Trump, who proposed in 2016 the construction of a border wall. For some of the people who supported Biden in the 2020 election, the abandonment of his promises on migration is a disappointment. The Democrat promised to make the U.S. a safe place for refugees and asylum seekers and to give legal status to the more than 11 million undocumented migrants living in the country. More than 3 years later, those ideas have been forgotten. Amid a global increase in the movement of people and domestic pressure to control the arrival of foreigners to the country, when in 2023 more than 2 million irregular border crossings were recorded for the second consecutive year. According to a Harvard Caps Harris poll, immigration is already the issue most voters cite as their biggest concern, surpassing inflation. By contrast, a congressional report released recently predicted that immigration will add $7 trillion to the U.S. economy over the next decade. Even though the immigration plan appears to be a non-starter, it shows that Trump is beating Biden on the migration narrative. Republicans have turned the issue into an issue and trapped Democrats in a border debate, summarizes Rebecca Wolf, an expert at the American Immigration Council. Meanwhile, in New York, repeating what Swazi did, can it be done? Democrat Tom Swazi cruised to victory Tuesday, February 13 night, over Republican candidate Mazie Melissa Pillip in the special election for New York's 3rd Congressional District, a resounding rebuke of harsh Republican rhetoric on immigration and the migrant crisis in New York City. National observers have kept a close eye on the race as a potential bellwether for races nationwide and the issues that will play nationwide in the suburbs. Tuesday's outcome provided a boon for Democrats ahead of November and evidence that immigration may not be the winning issue that Republicans hoped it would be. but various aspects of the race could still make it challenging to repeat Swazi's path to victory in other states. Advocates say New York must invest in immigration legal services, pass the Access to Representation Act. Last week, elected officials joined the Care for Immigrant Families Coalition at the New York State Capitol to rally in support of a $150 million investment in immigrant legal services to ease pressure on the backlog of cases and ensure recent arrivals can swiftly apply for work. Advocates also called for passage of the Access to Representation Act, ARA, a first-in-the-nation bill which would establish a right to counsel in immigration court, extending the same protections already available in criminal proceedings. The ARA has received support from the New York State Bar Association, major labor unions, and more than 100 elected officials across the state, including Attorney General Letitia James. In other news, Unlocking America's Economic Potential: Insights on Immigration from the CBO Budget and Economic Outlook Report. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, recently released its latest budget and economic outlook covering the period from 2024 to 2034, outlining fiscal projections for the United States for the next 10 years. The report underscores that the deficit is expected to start at $1.6 trillion in fiscal year 2024 and escalate steadily, reaching $2.6 trillion by 2034. While the persistent rise in the deficit is concerning, the report also emphasizes the positive impact of immigration on expanding the labor force and fostering economic growth. These latest projections suggest a continuous expansion of the labor force through 2026, fueled by increased immigration. Notably, the arrival of immigrants counteracts reductions in the labor force due to an aging population. That's because a significant portion of recent and projected immigrants fall within the 25 to 54 age group, people's prime working years. DHS changes H-1B registration process to give non-citizens an equal chance of selection. Department of Homeland Security's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, recently issued a final rule that changes H-1B registration selection and makes other changes related to the registration process. Beginning in March 2024, registration selection for the opportunity to file an H-1B petition subject to the annual cap on H-1B visa numbers will be beneficiary-centric. USCIS's final rule is a partial implementation of the 94-page proposed rule issued in October 2023 to modernize the H-1B program and takes effect on March 4, 2024. Registration for H-1B visa numbers available beginning October 1, 2024, opens at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on March 6, 2024. Facts you should know. Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to impeach Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. After a failed first attempt, the second vote passed, 214 to 213. The impeachment process in the House was political grandstanding and will do nothing to address the challenges at our border. The American Immigration Council will continue advocating for real solutions, like investing in our immigration courts and rehauling our humanitarian protections. And finally, quote of the week comes from George Lowery, Managing Director of Programs and Strategy at the American Immigration Council. Advocating for stricter immigration policy, regardless of the actual results, is just plain easier than demanding a fairer and more just process for people who are not U.S. citizens. You're preying on people's fears, and if you can do that successfully, there's very little that can be done to bring somebody back from that. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
The Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you are in another country, call that number on your WhatsApp. Again, the law firm of Figaro & Associates, you could also visit our website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. 2024, woo! It has been predicted that the economy is going up and up. There's almost full employment. Actually, all those immigrants coming across the border is going to obviously be good for America, yes. Because those people coming across the border, they get jobs, they pay taxes, unlike the rich people, so the government should do well, yes. Most of the people who always file their tax returns on time, pay their fair share of taxes, it's not the ones who are wealthy. It's the ones who are the working class, yes. The working class is driven by, obviously, love for country, love for God, and basically honest, law-abiding citizens, green card holders, immigrants, etc. That's why they always say, immigrants make America great, because those who are here already, yes. Now, there are two issues that is very important right now, as the economy is, you know, kind of slowing down, as they say. People are, they have a lot of accumulated debt. They may have lost a job, they didn't pay their debt, or they moved from one high-paying job to a lower-paying job. In fact, a lot of people who are in the middle class, white-collar workers, are losing their jobs to AI technology. Yes, artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence is already impacting the economy, and white-collar workers are in the forefront to lose their jobs. When people lose their jobs, they may get a severance, they may get unemployment for up to 6 to 12 months, but at some point in time, that money runs out, and they may not be able to pay their mortgage, they may be in danger of losing their home, they may have accumulated credit card debt and other debt that is overwhelming them. Fortunately, federal law, bankruptcy law in the United States allow people to file a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Many times we tell people that debt consolidation really only benefits the people collecting your debt and actually paying on your debt, but not at the rate that you would think it should be. You could negotiate your own agreements with people who want to, you know, your own money too. You could hire a professional, but 9 out of 10 times, you should file a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. In the Bible, it talks about renewal every 7 years. So those of you who are, you know, in connection with God, even God forgives debt. Yes. Again, my name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. So debt, you know, obviously causes problems. People become frustrated. They become anxious. They start seeing UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Yeah. They start arguing with their spouse or their loved ones. They start telling their children you're eating too much or you're not, or you're lazy. A whole a lot of family issues, obviously, surfaces. And obviously, if you had your job and you was paying your debt, obviously those frustrations and other issues, psychological issues that you may be having at this time would not be there. And you have to take these psychological issues seriously, because a lot of people that are in debt, a lot of times it may lead to broken marriages, broken relationships, and obviously, you know, problems between parents and their children. They may not be as lenient with them as they used to be, but they obviously should obviously continue that leniency, especially if the child is in college, getting an education. So again, a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. A Chapter 13 bankruptcy is like a debt consolidation. So most times we do not recommend a debt consolidation in a Chapter 13, only in very rare instances. And when you have that consultation in the office, we discuss when you choose a Chapter 7 over a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 13 over a Chapter 7. But basically, with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you could get rid of all your debt. You could also choose to keep some credit cards or not. You could choose to keep your car loan or not. And if you have less than $150,000 in equity in your home, and you obviously you live in New York State, you could keep that equity. So even when you have equity in your home, you could still file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, getting rid of all debt that you may have, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, whatever it is, and still keep your home. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you're listening to this program outside of the U.S., in Jamaica, Grenada, Trinidad and Tobago, other countries that we broadcast in, let your family know that they could call on us to help them solve their debt issues. Obviously, you have a vested stake. You know, they'll keep sending your money back home, please. Again, everyone is not afraid of doing a bankruptcy. Why? Because, as I said, it gives you a new start. It's federal law, and God will forgive you if you cannot pay your debt. It is a part of life. Thank you.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Don't divorce your children. Don't divorce your money. You divorce your spouse. Many times when we work with clients on contested divorces, i.e., there's assets associated with the marriage or children. So it could be children where child support has to be determined, where maintenance, alimony has to be determined, where selling one property here, one back home, or several, you know, dwellings is concerned, because as people grow in a marriage, their assets grow and they purchase various homes, sometimes in New York State, sometimes obviously in other states, Florida, Georgia, California, in the Caribbean, Latin America, even Africa. Yes, people invest in real property. And the family obviously is getting what we call asset rich. Sometimes a business might be involved. And obviously, as I said before, children. Who's going to get custody? Who's going to pay child support? Most times, obviously, the spouse who has the children will receive child support. So those who have physical custody. What are the grounds for a divorce? Well, there are many. Irreconcilable differences, the simplest. You've been married for 6 months, things didn't work out, or 6 months or more, irreconcilable differences. There's abandonment, where one spouse just leaves the marital home. Constructive abandonment, one spouse refuses to have sex with the other spouse. Cruel and inhumane treatment, where we cite at least three instances where one spouse was, you know, not abusive, because it could be both physical and mental abuse. So sometimes people think it's physical abuse, cruel and inhumane treatment. No, sometimes obviously it's mental torture. Adultery, well, you must have a corroborating witness. So most times people, instead of doing adultery, will do cruel and inhumane treatment. Although some religions, Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witness, they cannot get a divorce but for adultery. After this issue has been resolved, settled, so to speak, as to what grounds your client want to proceed in their divorce, then comes the question about assets, pension plans, 401k plans, savings that, you know, people have in their bank accounts, their checking accounts, or other savings, stocks, stock markets. We look at all the assets. And the first document, besides filing the summons and complaint, we normally have our client fill out their net worth statement. We have to get their tax returns, normally for at least 3 years, but sometimes even 5. and they have to list all their assets and liabilities in the net worth statement. So it's a very detailed, cumbersome process, but it is a process necessary to determine who gets what and why. Some people, and that's why we started by saying, don't divorce your money, don't divorce your children, you divorce your spouse. So some spouses, especially the male ones, they want to run away so quickly they don't even want to make claims to what obviously is in their financial best interest. Obviously, monies that they might have accumulated during the marriage that was obviously marital property. The longer the marriage is, the more claims that spouses have with each other. The grounds for the divorce very rarely has any determination on whether or not a spouse could receive more or less assets from the other spouse, and we determine that on a case-by-case basis when we meet with our clients and we go through the details of the relationships and the assets of the marriage. Matrimonial issues, as we said, is not always obviously amicable. Sometimes it is. A lot of resentment may foster, you know, where that love is no longer there. And it becomes a lot more complicated, as I said, especially if children are younger as opposed to being older. What happens in those relationships? You know, both spouses are battling for the love of their children and may put the kids in the middle of the battle. That's why we say don't divorce your children. In a divorce, obviously maintaining that relationship as a father, as a mother, is important for that child's development. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. In matrimonial matters, contested divorces, we like to get our cases before a judge as quickly as possible. So normally, once we have served the other party in a divorce matter, we will immediately file for a PC conference, i.e., we want to meet with a judge and the judge's clerk to set a schedule for discovery, to determine whether or not you know, immediate relief might be needed, whether it be maintenance or child support. Because in these situations, the spouse, obviously, with the children, will need financial assistance from the other spouse, the husband. And if he is living somewhere else or she is living somewhere else, then that financial responsibility has to be met to take care of those kids. So whether it be child support or maintenance, you could get, obviously, emergency assistance as a party in the divorce. The more complicated issues with stocks and pensions and other issues, these assets have to be evaluated, and whether it be Lexington, one of the companies that assess the values of pensions that we work with, or whether it be an appraised value of the property or properties, these professional evaluations has to be done, and obviously those things take time. We try to expedite these matters because both parties want to move on, start living a normal life where the stress of that failed relationship is not there. And obviously, especially when there's children, it is the best interest of the children actually that these financial issues be settled so that everyone can move on, including the kids. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Again, we're talking about matrimonial issues. Obviously, you should consult with the attorney before you start the divorce. You determine, obviously, what the attorney fees is going to be, what is the plan of action in terms of how, you know, what are you entitled to, the experience of an attorney does make a difference. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we have been practicing matrimonial law for 28 years. Mr. Figueroa's background is not only in law, but it's in accounting, economics, banking, very important degrees and experiences that could be very useful when assessing these financial issues. A lot of times, attorneys may not be experienced or have that education in those areas, and that obviously is a disadvantage when you hire a lawyer, because the lawyer you hire does make a difference. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, you could go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could give this advice to your family in New York if you're overseas. You could also consult with the firm if your spouse actually ran away from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and you need to find them. You may not think that they're obviously in New York. We could work with you to get your divorce and also to get, obviously, whatever financial assistance you qualify for. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor may keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today. When you file taxes jointly, whose name goes on first? Technically, if you and your spouse file your taxes jointly, it doesn't matter whose name you put down first on Form 1040. The form offers two spaces for the names of the spouses, and anyone can appear first or second. About 30 years ago, among heterosexual couples, almost all joint tax returns were filed with the man's name first. But that number has now come down to about 3 out of 4. In general, the South tends to be somewhat more conservative, resulting in more joint returns with the husband's name first. While the number of women appearing first tends to be slightly higher in the North, but even the nation's second couple, Kamala Harris and Douglas Emhoff, file their joint tax return with the vice president's name appearing second. It doesn't matter whose name goes on first. There is a caveat to keep in mind, however. You don't want to make changes. Some families attempt to maintain a sense of equality in their relationship by taking up the idea of taking turns. Each spouse goes first on the tax filing on alternate years. Whether you want to take turns each year or change the order of the names once every few years, it's important to know that changes don't sit well with the IRS. It may not be against the rules, but the systems in place at the IRS tend not to respond well. The IRS even issues instructions that ask you to keep the pattern stable from year to year, always putting your names and social security numbers down the same way. You may have started putting the name of one spouse first years ago, in recognition that they earned more than the other, were older, took responsibility for doing the taxes, or for whatever other reason. Still, it isn't a good idea to rethink that decision and change the order after. The IRS has computer systems that track filings from year to year based on what name and social security number appears first, and they can be thrown entirely by any changes. With the IRS being shorthanded and unable to respond to questions by filers, name order changes will likely result in your tax return getting lost in an IRS backlog black hole. If you plan to file together as a married couple for the first time, it's important that you carefully consider what order your names will appear in on the filing. Once you decide, it's a good idea to stick with it to the end, no matter how your outlook on these matters changes over time.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop wading through tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax returns. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 855-6-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. February is known as the Love Month because of Valentine's Day. Let's focus on the love of ourselves. If you have a legal issue or concern, take care of your business before your business takes care of you. whether it's immigration, stress from financial hardship, creditors harassing you, taxes both individual and business, or wills and estate planning, whatever your legal issues or concerns, we can help. Ask the lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Be happy, be safe, be well.